Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Gimel. As we get into, keep going, in the Kodesh Kadashim, that's where we are right now. We actually just came out of the Kodesh Kadashim. We are with the Kohen Gadol who said a short little tefillah on his way out. We had the machlokas yesterday between Rashi and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where exactly he said this short tefillah. Rashi says he said it after he came back into the Heichal. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said maybe he said it in between the curtains, because you have to find someone who's davening in the Kodesh Kadashim, so maybe it means in the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kadashim. And we mentioned that the Mishnah is talking, though the Mishnah mentions Aron and two curtains, which is somewhat contradictory, because Aron means Beis HaMikdash Bayis Rishon, and two curtains means Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says really it's talking about Bayis Sheni, and the Aron means the Makom HaAron, and that's where it was put. The Aron, in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol put the Machta where, in front of where the Aron and between where the Badim used to be, even though right now it is buried down where Yoshio HaMelech put it. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into more about where the Aron is on tomorrow's daf. But Be'ez Hashem, today we have our work cut out for us. There's a lot to talk about today. So let's see. Tanan, it says the Gemara quoting the Mishnah. Savar HaSakatoras Al-Gabi Gechalim. The Kohen Gadol, when he puts the Gechalim down on the ashes, on the coals, on the Machta, what does he do? He's sover them. He puts them in a pile. Tanan, Kamanda Amart Sovra. This is like the opinion of Sovra. Earlier we had one time quoted the Machlokas. What does the Kohen Gadol do when he puts the Ketores onto the Machta? Does he spread it around a thin layer, which is somewhat more dangerous for him, because right when he puts the thin layer on, it's the smoke starts shooting up and it becomes an timra right away? Or does he put it in a thick pile, more in one place, Sovra, and in that way, he has a few seconds delay before the smoke starts shooting out. So this Mishnah, that used the Lashon of Sovra, that sounds like the second opinion that we just mentioned. You put it in a pile, so there is a little delay. Period. Tani Chada, so now we get into how exactly he put it on the Machta. Tani Chada, Sovra, Pnima, Shehi Chutza Lo, V'tani Yidach, Sovra, Chutza, Shehi Pnima Lo. Machlokas in the Brises. Whether the Kohen Gadol first started to put the Ketores on the area closer to him and then went further out, which was, again, somewhat more dangerous, because once he puts it on, the smoke's going to start shooting up, but he still has to reach across and do the area that's further. But there's one opinion that says that's what he does. He just is careful about it not to burn himself. Why would you say that, Svara? So, in Mavir and Alamitzvus, as we had earlier, right, the first area that you come to is the closer area of the Machtas. That's what you do first. Like we had earlier by Tfilin, and Tosfos discussed there in terms of the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, in Rav Yonah Lamitzvos. Or the other opinion, the other Brisa says no. Sovra Pnimis, you go to the inner one. Inner means closer to the Aron, Shehi Chutzalo, which is further out from where he is standing. Meaning he starts from further out, and then he brings it closer in, so that is a way that he does not burn himself. So two machlokas between the Brises, and Amar Abaya Tanahi. Abaya says this is a machlokas Tanaim, which one is done. V'yamar Abaya, and Abaya continues and says, Mistavra Kamanda Amar Pnima Shehi Chutzalo. I think the one that says that you start further away from him, closer to the Aron, makes more sense. Why did Tznan? Because we find on a daily basis, this is by the Ketores in the Kodesh Kadashim on the Machta. But on a daily basis, we know that a Kohen brought Ketores every morning and every afternoon. Remember we had earlier, the Chatashim Lavakar and Bova Fisu, because the uniqueness of the Avodah of the Ketores was done only by a Kohen only once in his life, Fashis, because it had the schoolers of Ashiris, Vachulu, so in the Hagrolas that we had, in the Gorals that we had, not the real Hagrola, but the Goral that we had, back on Daf Chavav, HaPayis HaShlishi, Chadashim Levakar, Bova Fisu. Right, whoever never did Ketores, come and do the Ketores. That was done every day. So relating to that Avodah, done every day on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Mishnah says in Meseches Tamid, Ditznan, Milamdin, Oso, we teach the person, because he's never done it before. So we teach the person who is doing the Ketores, he's a hair, be careful. Shelo Taschil Pipanecha, don't start right in front of you, and then have to go further out, Shema Tichve. Maybe you're going to get burned. So therefore, just like, says Abaya, just like we have those instructions on a daily basis for the person who's involved in the Ketores, so too we have those instructions on a Yom Kippur basis once a year. That's when he should do it. And that's what we paskin, that's what we hold. You start out and you get closer in, closer to where the Kohen Gadol is standing. Period. Tana Rabbanan. So now we have discussions of Ketores. as we'll get into, the sons of Aaron. Tanur Rabbanan, v'nasanas haktoras ala esh lefnei Hashem. The pasuk said that you put the ketores on the fire in front of Hashem, as we said earlier. Shelo yisakin mi bachutz v'yachnis. We don't first put the ketores onto the coals outside and then bring it in, which is how lahotzi mi liban shel stukim, which is how that stukim did the avoda. Right? They said ki be'anan eira'eh. As the pasuk says, "Sha'omer misakani b'chutz v'yachris," because they said you make it smoke outside and then bring it inside. Or the sukkim accept the Torah shebichsav, but they misinterpreted it. So they said, "Be'anon, you got to go in, you got to do it outside and then bring it inside." We discussed earlier. See earlier, Leo Yotasma base what the symbol of that is. Symbol of no, we go in first. And then we're maktir, right? Unlike the tzedukim. My drosh, and fascinatingly, the Gemara feels the need to quote the drasha of the tzedukim. Most of the time, the tzedukim are just wrong. And you don't even have to quote the drasha. Right? But once in a while, the Gemara dart, mimachras ha-shabbos, right? That one you don't have to even think about too deeply. But the few places where the tzedukim, misread a pasuk, so sometimes the chazal, darshit, lo sevar eish b'chobosh v'seichem, you're not allowed to have any fire in your house on Shabbos. So my Jews, what are they darshin? Ki be'anon eira'e ala kapores. In a cloud, I will be seen on the kapores. So you have to make the cloud before you go in. Malamishi yisakani v'chutz v'yachnis. That is what the tzedukim did. And we say, no. We say exactly the opposite. Amr lev chachamim ala kvar ne'amar, v'nasad ha-saktores al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. Put the ketores on the fire in front of Hashem. As we said, lefnei Hashem yesterday means various things, but we, at root, it means in the Kodesh Kodashim, in front of the most intense area of Kedusha. So you have to do it inside. Imkein matam alomar ki be'anon eira'eh ala kaparis. So what does that pasuk mean according to us? Right? In the anon eira'eh, melameid shenosin ba'mala ashan. That teaches be'anon, that means you got to make it really smoky. You got to make it very specially smoky. And that is by using the special ingredient in the Ketores called Ma'ala Ashan. The smoke going up, as we had earlier, if you remember, in the discussion in the end of the third parak in the Beis Aftinis, right, that family didn't want anybody to know because they were worried it would fall into hands that would use it for Avodah Zarah. That was that special, remember the story that, oh, I saw Ma'ala Ashan, I started crying, I started laughing. Right, so that's the Ma'ala Ashan. That's how we understand the Pasuk. If you remember, we also discussed this is why Lahotzi Milibet Shel Stukim is possibly a reason why we leave the Kaf inside even when the Kohen Gadol leaves, which we just read, he doesn't have anything in his hands. He just goes out and he says the tefillah. The kaf's empty. The kaf's empty. Why did he take the kaf out with him? Okay, he's going to have to go back in for the machta. Why not? Leave it there until next year. What does he have to go back in for? You have to have a special avoda to remove the kaf and the machta? So he said we're emphasizing anti-tzduki. Right? Why? Because we go and we say, we leave the kaf. We not only do it outside. We not only not do it outside. When we didn't even have to take the kaf in. But we pour the kaf inside, and we leave the kaf inside. And it stays there to emphasize that the tzedukim are wrong. So how do we darshan the pasuk that they misdarshan? Be'anan, that we use ma'ala ashan. Uminayin shenosein ba ma'ala ashan. How do you know that you use ma'ala ashan, which the Gemara is going to ask in a couple of lines later? We just said that the pasuk be'anan teaches me ma'ala ashan. What do you mean the Gemara is saying, how do you know ma'ala ashan? We just said. Okay, so we'll figure out how to read it Bez Hashem soon. So how do you know ma'ala ashan is included? Shene emar, v'chisa anan ha-ketores es ha-kapores. Another pasuk, the anan of the ketores covers the kapores, meaning the entire area of the aron. Halo nosan ba ma'ala ashan. If somebody did not put in ma'ala ashan, o shechiser achas mikol samaneha, chayiv misa. If somebody leaves out any of the ingredients of the ketores, including ma'ala ashan, chayiv misa, then that is chayiv misa. Period. There's a big discussion. We had this a little bit back when we discussed this on Daf Lamed Ches, the last daf of that perek, and that is, what about bisman hazeh? What about bisman hazeh? What do you mean if you leave out ma'ala ashan? There's a diak. If you look back on Daf Lamed Ches, the end of the third perek, the Tosfos Yeshanim, and the Bach there pointed it out, Tosfos Yeshanim discussed, it sounds like from that Gemara, remember the case that the Beis Aftinis would not tell anybody what the Ma'ala Ashan was, so we had got experts from Alexandria Sheba Mitzrayim, they came, and then it wasn't working so well. So we're like, okay, maybe we have to go back to get the Beis Aftinis. What do you mean, maybe? You didn't do the Ketores properly. It sounds like from that Gemara that even without the real Malashon, it's not possible. That's the mashmaus of that Gemara. And that's why that's what the Bach asks there. The Bach doesn't answer. The Bach quotes our Gemara. Look at the Bach over there. Daf Lamed Ches, Vekasha. Lama lahem tam zeh. Why is the reason? Oh, we have to go back. It's not smoking so properly. Typically, Mishim Malo Ashan. Without Malo Ashan, it's what's called Biere Kanis. As the Gemara is going to say soon, it's an empty entrance. Ve'im Chisar Akas Mikol Samaneha Chayiv Kidi Isa Perakei Dafnun Gimel. That's today's Daf. So what do you leave out Malo Ashan? So the Tosas Yishanim there says, two types of Malo Ashan. There's the ultimate type of Malo Ashan, which works the best, but there's an inferior type, which could be used to prevent the Chi of Misa. But it doesn't really work the best, and that is what is used. But based on that Gemara, that is where the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Shachris, Simen Kuf, Lamed Gimel, the Beis Yosef says, Bidiyeved, Bidiyeved, if you leave out Malo Ashan, it's not possible. Not Paul's left. The Chiddush of the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kaira. He says, "V'kivan she'inam banim elo latikun." That's why it's not in the Torah either. Lo manatam Torah bichlal hasamanim umashma shafilu im chisram eino chayiv klum shaharei ilu lo mipnei akavadayim yivim eraglayim v'bakam yain v'chulu v'kivan shekein afilu im chisru les bachiyuva v'afilu dafil v'efshar dafilu isura leka b'chisur dvarim elu she'inam banim elo latikun elo mitzvah and a mufchash lo lachasram. That is the Shita of the Beis Yosef in Arachayim. So who argues? Many Achronim argue. The Mishnah Lamelech argues. Other Achronim argue because they can't fathom that the Gemara says Chayim Misa. What do you mean if you leave one out, you're not Chayim Misa? You got to figure out how to read that earlier Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches. But it can't be that if you leave one out, it would be okay. Then came the Mahari Abuhav. The Mahari Abuhav, one of the Rebbeim of the Beis Yosef. Mahari Abuhav, anybody been to Tzfat? To the Abuhav Shul. Right, that's the Mahari Abuhav Shul. He lived right at the time of the Beis Yosef. He was very involved in the whole Smicha controversy. They wanted to reinstate the Smicha, and the Rabbanim of Tzfat were in favor of it. The Rabbanim of Yerushalayim were not in favor of it. Big machlokas based on the sheet of the Rambam, that if all the great rabbis of the generation get together, you could reinstitute the Smicha. Right? So the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim said, that's only if the greatest rabbis all agree. But we don't agree. So it's not they wanted to give Smicha to, and they did, to Rabbi Yosef Kaira. But anyway, the Mahari Abuhav, quoted right here in the Beis Yosef, it's Ibn Kuflam and Gimel, says, you should not say, Pita Maktoris Bizman Hazeh, Ela Mitocha Ksav. Got to make sure, if I say Pita Maktoris Bizman Hazeh, I have to say it very carefully. Why? Shema Yechzar Echad Me'asamamanim, Yechayiv Misa Bekriya, Kamo Bahaktara. If I say Pita Maktoris in the morning, and I leave out one of the Samamanim, what does our Gemara say? Chayiv Misa. Ve'ulai, continues the Mahari Abuhav, Shemizeh Hatam, Ein Omer Moso B'Mikzas Mekomos, Avavish Omer Parshas HaKarbanos, Adkan. That is why, maybe, even though you have to say Karbanos, Ezeo Mekoman, and the Karban Tamid V'chulu, some places don't say Pita Maktoris every day. So that's the, one second, that's the Mahari Abuhav. And that's also in the Archas Chayim. Says the Beis Yosef, I beg to differ. Im halacha nekabel. If he has a mesorah on this, fine. Ve'im ladin yeshuva. But I have a problem. Why? Because number one, I just explained a few lines ago that I think even if you leave one out, you're not chai misa really. If you leave out the ones that are not the ikker ones. And number two, how could you compare bringing the Torahs and saying the Torahs? Yes, ki'ilu. You say karbanis is ki'ilu, we brought them. Ki'ilu, we're doing the Torahs. But you're going to tell me if you leave out something in davening, you chai misa? Says the Beis Yosef, I can't believe it. And there's no place in the world that shouldn't say it because of this reason. So if you look in the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tefillah, he does not quote the Mahari Abuhav, right? Because we know, because he argues on it right here. If you look in the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch just leaves it out. The Shulchan Aruch talks about leaving shul and what you're supposed to say, but the Ramah brings it in. The Ramah rehabilitates the Mahari Abuhav. The Ramah quotes in Kuf Lamed Beis, the Yeshe Kasvu Li Zahir Lomar Pita Maktoris Mitoch Haksav V'lo Bal Peh Mishum Shehamir B'makam Haktara V'chayshinan Shem Yedaleg Echan Misa Maneha V'yaminu Shuchayim Misa. The Ramah quotes the Mahari Abuhav. But then the Ramah says, "V'lochein nagu shalola omra bachol shememarin lemalachtan v'chashin shem yedale." That's why, says the Ramah, in our circles, and this is the minog in Chutz Laaretz of Nusach Ashkenaz, not to say Pita Makaros on weekdays because you're rushing out and you don't want to miss one. Based on this Mari Abuav quoted in the Ramah. But on Shabbos, you say it. So it just shows you on Shabbos, they have to be extra careful to say it. In the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is like the Beis Yosef, meaning no problem with saying it every day. Just say it slowly. And even if Chas V'Shalom one misses a word, Chas V'Shalom, if you ever miss a word in davening, okay, Ein Adomek Kriya LaHaktara. But that is the machlokes between the Mari Abuav and the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah quotes the Mahari Abuav here, the Magen Avraham here quotes the Beis Yosef, v'chulu. It just means that we should take it seriously, this, the line of Pitum Haktaurus. Okay, we'll get back to Beis Hashem more in a couple of minutes. Let's continue. So, what did Gemara say? Lamaisa, so we make the smoke inside against what the stukim do. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'tepukle to kama'ayil bia rekanis. Tepukle, what's tepukle? Even if it wouldn't have written v'lo yamus right by leaving out one of the ingredients of the Ktaurus, but still, if you don't bring in the proper Ktaurus, it's what's called Bia Reikonis. It's an entrance that you're not serving the purpose that you're supposed to serve. So what do you need a separate pasuk by Ktaurus to tell me if I leave out one of the Samamanim, I'm going to be Chayav Misa? Forget that pasuk. There's a general pasuk of if I go into somewhere, like the Kodesh Kodashim here, without the proper preparations and for no reason, Chayav Misa. Remember we discussed this once before. Remember we had earlier, we discussed the Beis HaParva. Why is it called the Beis HaParva? Because the Namgushi. What's the Namgushi? So the Yerushalmi quoted, there was one person that tried to tunnel into the Kodesh Kodashim, and they killed him. He wanted to see what the Kohen Gadol was doing. They killed him. So maybe based on this, because it was a Bia Reikonis. He came into the Kodesh Kodashim without proper preparation. We had that earlier, without looking back. So, why don't you say it here is just a Bia Reikonis if you leave one out. So, we are going to have a couple of answers. Number one, Amar Rav Sheshes Slachem Ayaskinan Gon Sheshagag Bebiya Vehezet Baktara. Answer number one was maybe he was shogeg. He didn't realize it was Nisra Bia Reikonis. So you're not going to get curries for that. He didn't know. He was shogeg about that. But Vehezet Baktara. But he knew you have to have all these ingredients in the Ktaras, and that's why the only Chiyav Misa. That's why they have an extra pasuk in a case where you were shogeg Bebiya Reikonis, but you were going to be chayav for Haktara. Okay, number one. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema Hizit Bazu Bazu. No. Even if you have a case where you're mazed on both. So again, back to the question. Why do you need an extra pasuk for the lacking the Ktaris ingredients? Kigon da ayol shte haktaros. Achas lemav achas chaseira. You brought in two haktaros. Brought in two, how do you get in two handfuls? Meaning one in your hands, one in two kafs? Whatever the Messias is. You bring in, the Kohen Gadol brings in two. One complete and perfect Ktaras, and one missing one. So, Abi Aloma Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv for Bia Reikonis there. To Ayale Shlema. You brought in one. You brought in a full one that you're going to use. Ahaktara Mechayiv to Kamakater Ktaras Chasera. But you're going to be Chayiv for Ktaras because you were Makter one that was lacking. Period. Big Shiloh here. All the Gemara says is, you brought two in. And we know you were at least Maktir, the one that was missing. Were you Maktir the other one? And in which order? Says the Ritva, right here. Says the Ritva, in two lines, a very little short Ritva. Pirish, you brought it in at one time, but Bia Achas, the Kitron Shnehem. Says the Ritva, you were Maktir both of them. Both the full perfect one and the lacking one. She'im hikter es achaseira levada, because if you only were maktir, the one that was lacking, af mishum bia reikonis yishkan. You're chayef even bia reikonis, because you didn't do the avoda. That's the Ritva. Says the Avnei Nezer, quoting this Ritva, I beg to differ. When do you determine whether it's a bia reikonis or not? At the moment you go in. At the moment you go in, the Gemara seems to say, if you brought in a full Ktaras, there's no Isser of Bia Reikonis, because the potential is there for you to do a perfect job. You didn't do it in the end? Okay. Let's say a Kohen goes into the Heichal, and he goes, and he doesn't do the Avodah that he's supposed to do. He messes up. You're going to say that was a Bia Reikonis? If he messes up, says the Ritva, yeah. The Ritva has a Chiddush. You look retroactively. If a Kohen doesn't end up doing what he was supposed to be doing, you could say the Bia in the first place was Be'isser. Mashenkin says the Avnei Nezer, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. No, the case here is, even if you were Makter both of them, It doesn't matter. You're still not going to get a Bir Reikonis. But then the Avnei Nezer says, which did you do first? If you did the Malay first, aren't you Yotze, your mitzvah, and then you're not going to be Chayiv? Do you have to do the Chaser first? That's the next line in the Avnei Nezer. After arguing on the... And they're arguing on the Ritva, says the Avnei, the Sachat Shavar, if you want to look up, is an Arachayim. Simon Chaf Aleph. In the Anim of Shachwas, he talks about this. He says, Ulu Dvarav, Tzarech Lomar, according to the Ritva, you have to say, Shehikter Chaser Tchilasa. You amak to the Chaser one first. He hikter Shlema Tchila, Kivan Shekfar Niftar Michiv, you've already been Yotze. But he says, Lulu Devere Ritva, Hayanirli Dafilo Hikter Chaser Levad, Eno Bir Reikonis. Because I argue with him. Either way, that's what he continues and says. Okay, but important. Ritva, Avnei Nezer, what exactly, the factor the Gemara leaves out. The Gemara just says you went in with both, but it doesn't say which one you were mocked here. So Amar Mar, now we continue. We get back to the previous Brisa. How do you know you're putting Mala Ashan in? It's not explicit in the Torah, because it says the word Vekisa, that Pasuk. Kra, Likra? You just, this Pasuk, this question we alluded to earlier. The Brisa quoted two psukim. The Brisa already said, Ki be'anon e'ra'eh is the source for Ma'ala Ashan. What do you need the second pasuk of V'chisa Anan for? So, we have five answers to this question. Why do you need two psukim for Ma'ala Ashan? Five answers. Number one, Amar of Yosef, Hachika Amar. Ein li ela ale Ma'ala Ashan. I would have thought you could only use the leaves of the Ma'ala Ashan. Iker Ma'ala Ashan minayin. How do you know you're allowed to use the roots of the Ma'ala Ashan also? Tamal Amar V'chisa. That's why you have the second pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye Va'ifchatanya, what are you talking about? The roots are even better. Titanya, Nasan Va'ikar Ma'ala Ashan, Hayim Atamer Va'ola Kemakel. If you use the Iker, the roots of the Ma'ala Ashan, that was the best. You know what happened when they burned? Hayim Atamer Va'ola Kemakel, the smoke went straight up like a stick, Acha Magil Lishmekora, until it hit the ceiling. Kivan Shigil Lishmekora, once it hit the ceiling, Mimash Mesh V'yore Bekoslim, it then went horizontally, till it went on the borders. And then it went till it hit the north and the south side. Then it went down against the walls. It went all around. Amazing, amazingly magical k'tores until it filled up the whole room. So if you use the roots, that's what happened. Question mark. So you see from there that the ikar, the roots are the best. So what do you mean? Oh, you have the second pasuk to include the ikar. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Amar Abaya, Hachi Kamar, switch it. Ein li Ela Ikar Ma'ala Ashan, Ale Ma'ala Ashan Minayin, Tamal Amar V'kisa. That's all, though, answer number one. That you need two psukim, one for the leaves and one for the roots. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein li Ela Ohel Moed Sheba Midbar. I only know this by the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan. That's when you need Ma'ala Ashan. Shilo Ubeis Olamim Minayin. How do I know Shilo and Beis Olamim? Tamal Amar V'kisa. That's why you need the second pasuk, even in Shiloh and Beis Olamim. If you remember, we discussed this 9 blot ago. Back on Daf Mem Dalet, Tosfos discussed. For which halachos do you need a separate pasuk when we're talking about Mishkan and Mikdash? And which halachos? No, you learn it once, and that's it. That's all you need. Tosfos discussed that there. But here, amazing. You need a separate pasuk? Why? Ktoris is Ktoris. No, special din. And also interesting, if we would have groupings, where would we put Mishkan? Where would we put Mishkan Shiloh? Fine, I know Mishkan Midbar. How do you know by Mishkan Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash? Tamal Amar this. The Gemara Shiloh is somewhere in the middle. It's the most serious Mishkan. 369 years. And yet here the Gemara says, puts it with Mikdash. Right? L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama. There are psukim there in Parshas Re'eh, the Chazal Darshan Shiloh as being one of the later stages. So here the Gemara says, Mishkan, Midbar, I know. How do you know Mishkan, Shiloh, and Mikdash? I have to look in the other places, looking back on Daf Mem Dalet, when does Shiloh go with Mishkan, because that's what it is, and when does it not, like here, it goes with Beis HaMikdash. Good, but says the Gemara, I don't need that pasuk. Hai mi v'chein yasel o moed ha-shochid itam nafka. So you already know that. You don't need a separate pasuk. You already have a separate pasuk. So Ella, third answer. Ella hachi gamar. Ein li Ella biyom ha-kipurim. I only know for Yom Kippur you need this. How do you know that this is the din? You need Ma'ala Ashan by the other days of the year for the regular Ktoris. Tamalo Marvakisa. Number three. Ravashi Amar. Fourth. Chava Mitzvah, the Chava Akev. One for Lechatchila, and this is Kachim. Shana Kasav La'akev. That's what you need, that as we discussed a couple of days ago, the two rules that are uniquely by Kachim. Last answer, number five. Rava Amar. Chadla Onesh, the Chadla Ashara. One for an onesh, to tell you the punishment, and one for an ashara. Why? Because the Torah never says anywhere, don't do this. It's only the punishment is listed twice. Chayav Misa. So, one time we're allowed to use one pasuk for the onish and one pasuk for the ashara. Because, after all, the rule is, you can never punish unless there is an ashara. Right? We had yesterday in Mitzvah Shir, those who listen, this concept in the Rambam. The Rambam writes this Yisod, the Gemara says it, but the Rambam quotes this, Ein onish ela im kein his here. You're not allowed to give an onish unless you gave an ashara. So the Rambam says in the context of Navi Sheker, the Navi Sheker in Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim, the Torah says, if a Navi lies, or a Navi says anything in the name of an Avodah Zarah, Chayiv Misa. The Rambam says, there's no Pasuk in Chumash that says it's Aser, just as Chayiv Misa. Maybe I would think a person could kill themselves. They could do it and, you know, be Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam says it's impossible. There is never an Onesh in the Torah, unless they're in Ashara. And if it's not explicit, it's implicit somewhere else. That's what the Rambam says. If you look in the end of the Shrushim, you know, the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam has 14 rules and regulations. What you count for mitzvos, you don't count mitzvos Rabbanan, you don't count parts of mitzvos, all the different 14 rules and regulations. And then he has two pages. All the way at the end of the Shrushim, right before he starts the list of mitzvos. And he says, let me explain something. Hakdama. Vehi shekol masha chayavin alav misas bezdin okares hu mitzvos lo sase behechrech. Anytime you're going to get a punishment in the Torah, there's a lo sase associated with it. There has to be. There's never an onesh without a lo sase, except for two exceptions. Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. Those two are mitzvahs ase. Those are the only two mitzvahs ase that have chayiv kares. So that's it. Those two exceptions. If you look at the bottom, one of the Rav Avram and Rambam Shuvas are quoted. Somebody asked Rav Avram and Rambam, I have a third one. Inui on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah asay. Afflict yourself. And if I eat on Yom Kippur, kares. So that's a third one. They ask Rav Avram and Rambam. How can Rambam only say two? So Rav Avram and Rambam says, no. There's still a difference. There's still a difference because by the first two, you get kares by not doing something. That's a huge chiddush. By Yom Kippur, you're right, it's a mitzvah asay, but it's violated actively by eating. So that's what the Rambam leaves it out. But this is the Rambam. You never get an onish without a lo sase, besides those two. And therefore, v'kol sh'ma sheba katub b'Torah, shemisha asa maisa ploni, yumas, o yischayiv kares, yadanu be'emes shehamaisa hahu, mushar mimenu, v'shehu b'lo sase. That is the Yesod Gadol. And that's where he goes through many examples. Sometimes it says the onesh and the ashara together, sometimes it only says the ashara and the onesh is somewhere else, and sometimes it only says the onesh, and we have to figure out where the ashara is. And the Rambam goes through each one. Each one, whenever there's an onesh, there has to be an ashara, and you just have to figure it out. And then he just adds one more interesting ha'ara, and this is not against the principle of ein mazhirin or ein onshin min hadin, which means you're not allowed to give a punishment or an ashara based on a kal v'chomer. Because in those contexts where the Gemara brings that principle up, that's where you don't know if something's usher or not. So you're not allowed to say something's usher based on a kal v'chomer. But here you know it's usher because it says chayiv misa. So if something's chayiv misa, you know it's usher. You just got to find the pasuk. So that's not a problem of learning something min hadin. That's a yesod, a very important Rambam, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs. So we continue. We got to that because we had the Rav's answer, Onesh and Asara. Tanya.
Is the implication here that they also have Holi, that Shabbat Pasuk is Holi?
Is the implication that some say this is Lachadchila, that if it's not Shana Kasav La'akev? I don't think so. I think we have other Makoros that say everything related to Avodas Panim is Ma'akev, from elsewhere. For some reason, he would require a separate makar for Ktoris. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Velo Yamus Onesh, Ki Be'anane Ra'e Azara. This is a riot to Rava. Yachol Yishneim Amurim Kodem Misas B'nei Aaron. You might have thought that both the Onesh and the Azhara, even though they're both written in the same pasuk, right? The first pasuk in Achremos is obviously in the Torah after B'nei Aaron, but we're about to say that one of those parts of the pasuk ain't Muktam Amuchar B'Torah. So one of the parts of the pasuk really was given before. Even though in the Torah, the Ashar and the Onesh appear after the death of B'nai Aharon, who brought in Eish Zara, Tamalomar, Achremo Shnei B'nai Aharon. Yoch, so you might have thought they were both said before. The answer is no, it says Achremos, that's when it says it. Yochel Yushneim Amurim, Achar Misa Shnei B'nai Aharon. You might think both before, both after. Tamalomar, Ki Be'anon, Eirai Alakapores. When there is smoke, I will appear. I will appear. But what do you mean? When they did the fire, the Shekhinah was already there. Haketzad, it must be Azhara Kodemisa Va'onish Acharmisa. The Azhara was before and the Onish was after. My Talmudah, how do you know that? What does that mean? Amarava, Amarkra, Ki Be'anon E'ra'eh Va'adayin Lo Nir'eh. In the cloud, I will appear and I haven't appeared yet. And when they brought their Azhara, it was, I appeared already. So the Azhara, the warning, we have a Misora, the warning for not bringing an inappropriate Ketores, was before, meaning they were warned. But then they were struck down. So that's a problem. Elamai tamianish. So if the punishment did not appear before they did it, so why were they punished? So kidit tanya, as the Braisa says, so our Gemara here has one daya, and Tosas here quotes five other opinions. Kidit tanya, Blazer Omer, lo mesu b'nei Aaron, ela al shahoru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. They paskind halacha in front of Moshe. Mor halacha b'fnei Rabbo, uschayim misa. So that's why they did it. My drosh, what did they darshan? V'nasnu b'nei Aaron, a kohen ish al mizbeach. The Bnei Aaron brought a fire on the Mizbeach. Ava Mishayishio, read this bin Hashemayim. Mitzvah Lavi bin Hedyot. Even though there was fire, we're going to bring Mitzvah Lavi bin Hedyot. I don't know how many Dafim and Shas, how many Amudim we could say, are there two inappropriate drushas quoted? So we had up on top, we had the Tztukim's drusha, and here we have another Vanaviyah's drusha. Right here. So that's what they darshan, and that was the mistake. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the Medrash, as we know from Mefarshim on Chumash, that quotes other opinions. Mor halacha b'fnei Rabba, that's what our Gemara says. Tosfos says, maybe it means because they were complaining, what are these two old people going to die and we're going to take over? Masai, yamusu shnei zakenim alalu, v'aniv atan anhigas hadar. Or others say they went in without getting a proper haircut, prurei rosh. Others say they were drunk, shtuya yayin. Others say they were mechusa begadim. Whatever the many, many different suggestions. Ask many of some of the Bali Musar. The Torah says why they were killed. They brought in Eish Zara. So how does all of these pshatim fit into those words? They brought in Eish Zara. Right? So maybe you have to, maybe one answer is, well, you wouldn't be Chayav Misa for an Eish Zara. That's the problem. That's why you have to come up with something else. But the other answer suggested, once heard, is that maybe all of these are a form of Eish Zara. They had, and the Nitziv suggests this, not, the Nitziv doesn't suggest this to explain all of these pshatim, but he says this is the chait of Nadav Naviyu. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, the Nitziv says, Nadav Anaviyu, and many people at that time, and I might add, many people today, are looking for spirituality. They're looking to get close to God. They're looking because they're searching. The whole world is empty without our relationship with God. They're searching for Ruchnius. But they tried to make their own pathways to Ruchnius. And that was the problem. They thought that, you know, I'm going to choose and determine how I'm going to be a spiritual person. Like today. We see in the world today, people are searching for meaning, but they make up their own ways for meaning. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how to get close to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, says the Nitziv, that was the chait. That's an Eish Zara. That's a fire. You're on fire for Ruchnius. But it's a strange fire. It's an Eish Zara. So all of these, the Nitziv doesn't say this, but we're adding this. All of these, they were more halacha, because they were excited about it. Right? But it was still inappropriate. Right? Or they went in drunk. They thought, if I have a little drink, the avodah is going to be amazing. I just need a little drink. Or I just go in quickly. I run in without the proper haircut, without the proper begadim. Or at all of these. Or we could be better leaders. They were all, quote unquote, l'shem shemayim. But the problem is, it was creating their own mechanisms for avodas Hashem, and that is an eish zara. And that's the problem. And the Beis Halevi also uses the same idea in Parshas Kisisa, where he discusses that was the exact chait of the egel. But Bnei Yisrael wanted to get close to Hashem. But they created their own ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their own intermediaries. And that's why he says, amazingly, what was the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel? According at least to some Rishonim, right, the Mishkan. Right, if you assume, like Rashi, in Muktam Mucha Batorah, that the Egel happened before the Mishkan was a tikkun. Why? And what do we have by the Mishkan? In Parshas Pekudei, we have 15 times, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Over and over and over again, just say it once at the end. The answer is no, it's emphasizing that they did exactly what Hashem told Moshe. Because that was a tikkun for the Egel, which was not Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Asher lo, what does the Pasuk say by Nadav Naviyu? Eish Zara, Asher lo Tziva Bahem. That's what made it an Eish Zara. Because it was not commanded, and when we try to have our own pathways to make up our own religion, because we think this is what's going to make us spiritual, so that's an Eish Zara, and that is inappropriate. We have areas for creativity. We have areas in our own tefillah we could add in. Right? We have creativity, but the basics, the creativity is after the 613. First we got to do the 613 properly, and then we could be Moshe. Anyway, that's maybe where some of these pshatim flow from Eish Zara. Vayter. Yatza uvalo dera knisaso. So if you remember, the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol goes out of the just one other ha'ara, bizman hazeh, regarding mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Many achronim, the Shvas Yaakov and others, point out that that halacha doesn't apply in full force today. Because much, even if we have a Rebbe Muvuk, we learn a lot from Svarim. And says the Shvas Yaakov, you know what it means today, mora halacha b'fnei rabo? You're not allowed to pass it unless you look in a sefer. That's how it applies today. Because our Svarim are our Rebbeim, and therefore, they're the full-fledged. You're right, in a lower, if my Rebbe's there, I should, mora halacha b'fnei rabo, I shouldn't do it. But, if mora da asra, but in a certain sense, in the full sense, it doesn't apply, because we have Svar. It's quoted also in the first Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchas Malamdim, I think. We know Animili. So how do you know the Kohen Gadol goes out backwards? Amar Shlomo Adachmeni Amar Yonasan. Amakra. Vayavo Shlomo Labama Shevagivon Yerushalayim. Shlomo went to the Bama before he built the base of Megdash. He went to the Bama in Givon in Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? There's two different places. V'chima inyan givon eitzel Yerushalayim, ela makesh itziyasa migivon Yerushalayim, lebiyaso miyushalayim legivon. We compare when he went from Givon to Yerushalayim, as to when he went from Yerushalayim to Givon. Ma biyaso miyushalayim legivon, panav klapi bama, kaderach biyaso, just like when he went to Givon, where the bama was, he was facing Givon. Af yitziyasa migivon Yerushalayim, so that when he left, panav klapi bama, kaderach biyaso. He didn't turn around, right? He went out backwards. V'chein koanim So too, whenever anybody left their avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, when a Kohen stops doing the avoda, when the Levi finished his singing, and when the Israel, we know the Ma'amados from Maseches Tainis, that there were representatives of every week of Klal Yisrael that stood in the Beis HaMikdash, so they davened, and they learned, and they fasted. So when they left also, K'sheiniftarin, lo hayu machzirin p'neim b'holchin, they didn't go out turning around regular, they turned their faces at least. Maybe they didn't go out fully backwards, but at least turned their faces facing what they were leaving, and they went back. V'chein, Talmud anifter merabo. So do if a Talmud leaves his Rebbe, lo yachzer panav yelech, he should not turn around and put his back to his Rebbe, elamet sadit panav aholech, at least go out sideways. Ki ha, to Rebbe Lazar, like what Rebbe Lazar used to do. Kadhavi mifter remine Rebbe Yochanan, when he and Rebbe Yochanan would part ways, kadhavi boy Rebbe Yochanan l'skuyei. When Rabbi Yochanan would leave Rabbi Lazar, Havi Gachin Koi, Rabbi Lazar Beduchtei, Aduchtei, Adavi Michzi, Rabbi Yochanan Minei. Rabbi Lazar stood up and bent over in a posture of kavod until he couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan anymore. The Kadavi Boy, Rabbi Lazar, Luskuyen, when Rabbi Lazar left, Havi Ka'azal Achor, he went backwards, Adavi Michzi, Minei, Rabbi Yochanan, until he couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning he took it very seriously. Rava, Kadavi Miftar, Minei, Rabbi Yosef. When Rava used to leave Rabbi Yosef, Havi Ozel Achor used to go backwards. Ad Diminak Fankari, until sometimes he like bumped into rocks and he bruised his whole legs. Umisvasan Askopsa Debeir of Yosef Dama. And the whole threshold of Yosef's house was full of blood from Rava's knees. Right? He didn't notice. That's what he was doing. I didn't see anyone who connects it, but this is interesting to put this together with Shabbos Peches. Remember the Gemara Shabbos Peches that Stuki says to Rava? Rava used to sit during Shir, he used to sit on his hands, and he got so intensely involved in the learning, he used to sit on his hands and blood used to start squirting out of his hands. And the Stuki says, what are you doing? You said Nasav and Ishma and you haven't changed. That's the Gemara. It's got to figure out there, what's the connection between Nasav and Ishma and Rava. But it's Rava Lashitaso. He got so involved in the mitzvah that there was blood shooting out and he didn't even notice. Anyway, so that's Rava. The Gemara says, by the way, just a note, Rava did this when he left Rav Yosef, even though Rav Yosef was blind. Rav Yosef was blind. Says the Gemara, Amru le Rav Yosef. They once told Rav Yosef about this. Hey, hachi avid Rava. They told Rav Yosef what Rava used to do. Amru le yehe Rava, tatarim reshech, hakula karcha. Yehi ratzon, you should be the next Rosh Yeshiva. Says Rav Yosef to Rava and kachavi. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. Amru Rabbi Elazianji, Amru Shimon Levi. Here we go, Rabosai. You want that halacha lemaisa in Maseches Yoma? Here it is. Ha mispala. Once we're talking about going back and going backwards, we talk about the end of our Shmona Esrei. Ha mispala tzorach sheyafsiyah shalosh psiyos v'achorav. When you daven at the end of Shmona Esrei, you have to take 3 steps back. V'yachar kach yitin shalom, and then give shalom. Then give shalom, as we will see. It's amazing about every detail that we do in our Shmona Esrei, and at the end of davening, has significance. Why 3 steps? Why 3 steps? Why not 6, 5 steps? Why not 2 steps? Why 3 steps? The Beis Yosef has 5 suggestions. 5 suggestions. Unbelievable. That is little detail. Kuf, Lamed, Gimel. The Beis Yosef right here has 5 suggestions why we take three steps. Says the Beis Yosef. Let me find it. What's that? Kuf Chaf Gimel. I'm sorry. Kuf Chaf Gimel. Other volume. Kuf Chaf Gimel. Says the Beis Yosef. Five suggestions. Number one, because B'nai Yisrael were 3 mil away from Har Sinai, B'shas Mat Torah. So we like leave that intense relationship with Hashem. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke to Hashem, was in Choshech, Anan, V'Arafel. So we leave the presence. We're talking all the intense connections to God. Number three, the Shibali Aleket says. Why? Because we have to keep B'shem HaGaonim, B'nai Shekshadim Omid, B'tfila Omid B'makam Kedusha, V'shchina L'malem Yerosho. And when you take three steps back, you're going from Makom Kedusha to Makom Chol. That third one doesn't say why three. Okay, maybe it's four. Rav Haigon, he says, Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknun. And there were three spaces between the Mizbeach and the Keves. So when the Kohen left his Avoda, there was a three there. So too, we have a three. Right? And then he quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel, like the Malachim. Either way, there's a lot of symbolism to why three steps. How do we do three steps? If you're a righty, left foot back first. Left, right, left. Right? When we take three steps at the beginning, right, left, right. Right? Because you always put your foot. If you're lefty footed, so then you go back with your right foot. Right? This is one of those. Remember we discussed with Chaim Kanievsky. This is one of the lefty halachas that change. We always go forward with your stronger foot and back with your weaker foot to show as if Hashem, I don't want to leave, it's hard to leave. And then you give shalom, which we'll see what that means. When we take three steps back, you have to stay there. You can't go back right away. How long do you have to stay there for? Discussion in the Rishonim. But lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, till Kedusha. When the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, we have to stay three steps back. When he gets up to Kedusha, then we go back further. What about by Ma'ariv? So, way to make her a din, just wait a little bit. I've heard B'Shem Rav Moshe, Rav Shechta does this, that he waits until the Chazan gets up to Tiskabel. Right, when he finishes the first half of Kaddish, then he takes the three steps back. Mashal l'talmud anifter me'rabo. You have to stay there. You can't go back right away. Because if not, it's like a Talmud that leaves his Rebbe. Im chozer la'alter. If you left your Rebbe very slowly and carefully, and then you run back in, it's like a dog that's coming back on what he just regurgitated. Right? It's like, doesn't make sense. You went back slowly, and you're running back in, back and forth. If you appreciate what you're doing, taking the three steps back, you would remain there. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Wow. If you don't do this, it's better, Roy, than you didn't daven. Why? Why is that? If you didn't take three steps back? The answer is because taking three steps back is a recognition that I was talking to the Shechina. I recognize what I was in, and now I'm leaving that intensity. If I don't do that, then retroactively, I'm showing that I didn't appreciate that experience. Right? The Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah, where Reb Chaim talks about the two types of kavana. One is knowing what the words mean, but the deeper type of kavana, says Reb Chaim, is knowing that I'm talking to God. Knowing that I'm Omei Lefnei Hashem. That even has halachic standards, right? There are certain halachas that even though Shmona Esrei might be Durabanan, according to some Rishonim, and Kriya Shema Daraisa, there are higher standards by Shmona Esrei. Shulchan Aruch says you can't daven Shmona Esrei without a shirt on. You can't daven Kriya Shema without a shirt on, Meikar Adin. As long as Libo Ein Rosh Erev, you're wearing a belt. But you can't daven with a shirt on because you're Omei Lefnei Hashem. And there are other halachas by Shmona Esrei being of a higher standard because we have to appreciate. Not that it should be done anyway, but we have to appreciate what it's about. So that's the Gemara's message here. If we don't take three steps back, then we don't appreciate the relationship. Umishum Shemaya Amru. What do you do after you take three steps back? And the Mishnah Berurah screams about this. It's after one takes three steps back, not as one takes. Many times we take three steps back as we go back. We're saying Osa Shalom. Incorrect, says the Mishnah Berurah. And the same thing by Kaddish. By Kaddish, we have to say Osa Shalom after we go take the three steps back. We say Yehi Shlama, then take three steps back, and then say Osa Shalom. Which sides do we go to? It's a detail. But you know what? The Gemara talks about it here. So Shmaya Amru, and don't leave until you get to the two dots. I'd even stay there afterwards. Shenosin Shalom Liyamin V'yachagach L'smo. First you go to the right, then you go to the left. Shenamar Mimi No Eish Das Lamo. Hashem's to the right. Mimi No. V'yomer Yipol Mitzidcha Elef or Ravav Miminecha. You see, 10,000 fall down on your right side. The right is very strong. Maiva Omer, what are these two psukim teaching me? If you want to say the first pasuk is not saying bedafka, it just means you go to the right first. Tashma yipol mitzidcha elef or ravava miminecha. So you see, no, the right is stronger and more chashav. Says the Gemara, Rava Chazi la Abaya, do you have Shlomo li Amina Bereisha? Rava sees Abaya, that he goes to the right first, right? He says, Osa Shalom, bim Romov to the right. Amar lei, mi sabris li min didach, li smol didach kamina. No, no, no. When it means right, it means God's right. Your left. The Havi Yamino Shalakadish Baruchu. And therefore, when we take our three steps back, we go to the left first. Osa Shalom bim Romov to the left. Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu to the right, Valkal Yisrael Bim Ramein in the middle, and that is, the Mishnah Berurah also screams about this. He says, many people, says the Mishnah Berurah, say, Osa Shalom Bim Ramav, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu Valkal Yisrael. He says, no, Aleinu's got to go with the previous phrase, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu Valkal Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to be careful about which direction and where we put the comma. Last line, Amrev Chia, Bered Rav Huna, Chazina Luhu Labai Varava, Tepatsi Lushal Shpsiyas Bekriya Achas. Next halacha, you have to stay down. When we bend down and we take our three steps back, we're supposed to be not keeping down in one kriya, doing the left, right, middle, all in one kriya, and only after that do we lift our head. Do we lift our head up? And then we say Yehi Ratzon. Shibana Beisimimus. That's not in the Gemara. That's in the Achronim, because right after we finish Shmona Esrei, which is Keneged Avoda, we daven for the real Avoda. Shibana Beisimigdash B'mehirav Yameinu. Okay. Also, we say Yehi Ratzon right beforehand. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Chai Adam. On the power of that pasuk of Yula Ratzon. It's unbelievable. Look at that Mishnah Berurah in the end of the Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei. Yula Ratzon, he says, whatever you want to daven for, have it in mind during Yula Ratzon. Yula Ratzon Imre, if he can do it, financially, Sri Bagali, that pasuk is tremendously powerful, and that's why we say it right before we finish Shmoneh Esrei. Weiter. Umispal tefillah k'sar v'beis achitzon. The Kohen Gadol says, a special tefillah on the way out. My masli, what is he daven there? Rava barav ada v'ravin barav ada travay omish v'derav amri. They said yiratzom afanach Hashem alokenu shetehei shana zu geshuma u'shechuna. This year should be rainy and really hot. Shechuna mal yisahi. But really hot is a good thing. Ela ema im shechuna tehei geshuma. If it's supposed to be really hot, make it rainy. Why dafka do we daven for rain? Good question. If you look in the Gvuras Ari here, he talks about it. Rav Acha b'reid Rav Masai and b'mishpeid Rav Yehuda. He added on the following, right? And this is what we say on Yom Kippur. Lo yadi avit sholton mi de beis Yehuda. The malchus should not leave beis Yehuda. Meaning, malchus beis David. V'lo yiu amcha Yisrael tzrichen lefarnizem izeh. Everybody should have enough parnasa. V'lo tikanis lefanecha tfilas ovrei drachim. And the ovrei drachim, the travelers who are davening that it shouldn't rain, you shouldn't listen to. All the Bali Moser said, all of Klal Yisrael needs rain. And because the Ovri Drachim are davening that it shouldn't rain, it's not going to rain. Say the Bali Musar yes, because they're davening with feeling. They're davening because Ein Breira. They're on the road. If they get washed out, they're finished. So they're davening because they mean it. And that's why the Kohen Gadol has to daven, don't accept the tefillah of the Ovri Drachim. Who is this like? Where else do we have this? The Kohanim Gadolim. The people who killed Shogeg are going to die and the Kohen Gadol should die, so the mothers have to go bring them care packages. These guys are on such a level, because they ain't braver. They don't be stuck here for 50 years in this ear miklat. So dafka there too. When somebody davens out of a sense of ain't brera, I don't have a choice, I need this, so those are very powerful tefillahs. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Abi Ka'azel Bo'urcha, he was going on the way. Shad Mitra Ale. So it started raining on Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amar, Rebona Shalolam, Kol Olam Kula Benachas, Chanina Betzar, come on! The whole world is wonderful, and I'm Betzar, Pasak Mitra, it stopped raining. Ki'asel Abesi, Amar, Rebona Shalolam, Kol Olam Kula Betzar, Chanina Benachas, the whole world is Betzar! Asa Mitra started raining again. Amar of Yosef, Mahanulet Slusi, the Kohen Gadol, the Gabi Chanina Mendoza. Yosef says, Chanina Mendoza is the most powerful. Ask the Marsha, I don't understand. All of Klaisel needs rain. And he does against it. It must be, says the Marsha, it wasn't really the time for rain yet. It was raining extra, but it wasn't really the time for rain. That's why he was able to daven and play around with the rain. Period. Tana Rabban and Maisa b'Kohen Gadol. There was a story of the Kohen Gadol. The Tosfos Yishanim says it was Shimon HaTzadik. Echad sheherech betfilaso v'nimnu echav haKohanim likanis acharav. That he was taking a long time. So the Kohanim went in and said, what's going on here? His chilu heim nechnasim v'hu yotzei. So he was going in, he was going out, and they were going in. Amar lo, mibnei maher rachta betfilascha. Why'd you take so long? You got us nervous. Amar lohem kasha be'einechem, shis palalti aleichem, v'al beis hamigdash lo yecharef. What, I'm dominating for the beis hamigdash. What, it's so difficult, you can't wait an extra few seconds? Amar lo, alti ragalazoske. No, stop it. Don't do that in the future. Shari shaninu, because we learned our Mishnah. Lo hayamarach betfilaso, kadesh lo lahavis es Yisrael. Don't take so long because you're going to scare the Jewish people. Says the Maariz Chayis on this line. We've discussed this in the past. What he writes in many places, I think, says the Maariz Chayis, that even before the Mishnah was written, there were many parts of the Mishnah that were already written down and being passed around to the Batei Medrash. Because look, during the Beis HaMikdash, that was before the Mishnah was written, they tell the Kohen Gadol, don't do this, because we say, and we quote our Mishnah. Quote our Mishnah. So you see, this is one of the rayas, out of many, that there were parts of the Mishnah that were written down even before the actual Mishnah was written down. The other point mentioned here is that it's clear from this Gemara that there was no rope on the leg of the Kohen Gadol that they could have just pulled out. At least in Bavli, that doesn't exist. Maybe we'll talk about it more. Up in Zohar, they say maybe there was a case, but they wouldn't have had to go inside in this case. Maybe let's just do the first part of the Mishnah. Mishanital Aron. Once the Aron was removed, meaning by Yesheni, Evan HaShasham, there was a rock there. Mimos Nevi'im Rishonim. Vishasiyah HaSanikris. It was Evan HaShasiyah. Right, that was the basis where the world was created from. Gavom and Arash Olash Esbos, Va'aleh HaYanosein. That's what he used. Instead of the Aron, that was his marker in the Aron to know where to put the Machta. And then what happens? So now he came out. Now he came out, and now he's getting ready to do the next Avodos. What is he going to do? Remember, he's going to take the power in the Sa'ir blood inside, then he's going to do the power in the Sa'ir blood to the curtain, and then he's going to mix the power in the Sa'ir blood, and then put it on the Mizbeach Hazav. That's the next three steps. After he does the Ketores, those are the three sections of blood. And that's what we're going to get into. Okay, so let's, I guess, stop here, because Natal, we're going to get into the blood, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.